Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, yo, Fro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And while you're at it, if you're sick and tired of dropping $60 to $100 for the latest and greatest wrestling video game, stop immediately. Go to Wrestler Unstoppable, available exclusively through Facebook. Create your wrestler, sign contracts, get involved in storylines, headline pay-per-views, even build your own corporation, all included in Wrestler Unstoppable, available now to all Facebook users totally free. If you want to become a member of the Fro Wrestling Podcast family, you want your name in the shoutouts, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/Fro Wrestling Podcast and sign up today like our buddies Harold in St. Louis and Mike in Lansdale. Don't forget, we have loyalty rewards. Any $15 a month contributor gets to co-host an episode of one of our live shows with me, and our $7.50 a month contributors get entered into a drawing to also co-host an episode of Going Live. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Fro Wrestling Podcast. We'll be taking questions and comments through the Fro Wrestling Sound Off line 267-642-1160, where you can give us questions, comments, whatever you want us to talk about in our talk-to-text service. You talk it, it texts it to us, and we can get to your questions as soon as possible. If you get us on one of our live streaming shows, make sure you use the chat function so that we can interact with you during one of our live shows. If you are new to the Fro Wrestling Podcast, make sure you check out our homepage, frowrestling.com, F-R-O-Wrestling.com, and preview the topics coming to the Fro Wrestling Podcast. It's a great way to come up with the questions that you want to ask us so we can make sure we get your information into every episode. This show, a lot to talk about. Breaking news this evening, two major Impact Wrestling talents are officially done with Impact Wrestling and headed to WWE. Sanjay Dutt, who's been a stalwart in like the cruiserweight weight class for many, many years, has been working as a creative member and a backstage producer for Impact Wrestling for quite some time now, as well as the longest tenured Impact Wrestling talent in the history of the company, Abyss, is headed to WWE. Now, I suspect that these are both for roles at the Performance Center. I don't theorize that they're going to be wrestling a whole lot, if at all, but how much fun would it be to see somebody like Sanjay Dutt on 205 Live injecting some independent talent into that division? And how long have we waited? And I know it's hard now because of the age and the positions that they're in, but how long have we waited to see Abyss versus The Undertaker or Abyss versus Kane? That is something many people have wanted to see for a very long time. These are two huge acquisitions for WWE. It's something I hope that they do properly. I hope that they take care of these guys and make them at least get an opportunity to appear on WWE programming at some point. That's something I feel like every major talent in the history of the business should at least have one opportunity to be a part of. And now it looks like, at least in some capacity, they will be a part of the WWE brand. addressing a lot of the conversations that have been going on in the news for the last week or so. The Revival asking for their WWE release. Their contracts are not up until April of 2020. They're not going anywhere. But here's the problem. So a story like this breaks. WWE suddenly is going to, for some reason, back the Revival. Don't get me wrong. I want the Revival to be the Raw Tag Team Champions. But what's going to end up happening is they're giving them the belts just to, you know, quell their concerns and keep them, you know, complacent. And the issue is that doesn't address their primary issue, which was WWE's lack of focus on the tag team division. Now, maybe, just maybe, this past week on Raw, we got to see some glimmer of hope that we see Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins potentially come back together and reform a tag team that could really inject some life into that division. I hope they do that. Other talent, Sasha Banks apparently not real happy with her position in the company. There was words about Maria and Mike Kanellis potentially wanting to leave the company, and many others, Dolph Ziggler and several other talents. Here's the reality. WWE is not going to let anybody out of any contracts right now because of All Elite Wrestling. The one person that they do have to worry about is Dolph Ziggler, who inside reports state that Dolph Ziggler's contract is up January 31st, much like Kenny Omega. Can you imagine Kenny Omega versus Dolph Ziggler at the very first show, Double or Nothing? What an incredible dream match that would be. And it looks like something that may be possible at this point. WWE better keep their ducks in a row and try to get Ziggler under contract, or else they actually run the risk of legitimizing All Elite Wrestling that much more if they let a talent like Ziggler go there and perform. Another topic for this week, Batista. WrestleMania 35 around the corner. We know he was originally supposed to wrestle Triple H. That was the idea. It was teased back at SmackDown 1000. Now we don't know what's going to happen, but it was announced today that Triple H has been cleared to start training. Not rehabbing. He's been rehabbing. Now he's going to start training. Now, the normal recovery time is 5 to 9 months for his pectoral tear, but if he can get it ready in time for WrestleMania, I suspect we may see that Batista Triple H match anyways. Speaking of people with injuries, Matt Hardy has been greenlit for a return to the ring. I'm sure creative has to come up with a way to reintroduce him. Bray Wyatt has been gone for a significant amount of time. They could always reintroduce that tag team. It seems like they want to do something different with Bray Wyatt, change up his character a bit. So I will be, you know, interested to see how that plays out. But Matt Hardy, apparently he made it very clear he's not retired. He's looking to do much more in the ring, and it sounds like he is getting close to a return. In a slight update to the Lars Sullivan situation, for those who've been following, Lars Sullivan was scheduled for a main roster debut. He was actually in line for a WrestleMania program against John Cena that would see him go over John Cena so he can get established on the main shows. And unfortunately, he's battling some anxiety. He's having panic attacks and has not been able to appear for Raw or for SmackDown, and has gone, went home from Raw the one episode, didn't even show up to the SmackDown tapings the next night, and nothing has been revealed about what's been going on with Lars Sullivan since. WWE is very sensitive to these issues, especially after the Mario Ranallo issues a couple years ago, so I suspect they're going to try to help him through this. But if you're Vince McMahon, and you just spent the last month and a half building this guy up for a big debut, and then this happens, it may kill off any opportunity he had at a main event spot. Brock Lesnar, the word going around the wrestling world is that he hand chose Finn Balor as his Rumble opponent, and that's been the plan from the beginning, that they used the Braun Strowman storyline to get ticket sales up for both the TLC pay-per-view and for the Royal Rumble, thinking that Strowman would be a bigger draw. Now, the plan for Finn Balor apparently was set in motion all the way back after the greatest, I apologize, not the greatest Royal Rumble, after Crown Jewel, and now it looks like the situation with Finn Balor, this could lead to a potentially high-profile feud, you know, not necessarily having multiple matches, but this could be a great opportunity for Brock to get back to doing what Brock did way back in the beginning of his career when he could really go in the ring and put on a technical masterpiece. We haven't seen a lot of that in quite a while. The Daniel Bryan and the AJ Styles matches were the closest we've seen. I think that Finn Balor could probably bring out some really good things in Brock Lesnar, so we're going to have to keep an eye on this, and I would not be surprised. That's not true. I guess I would be surprised if Brock Lesnar walks out with the WWE Universal Championship. But I wouldn't put it past Vince McMahon to put the championship on Finn Balor if he has an alternate plan for WrestleMania. WWE tag team set for return from injury. Harper and Rowan, the Bludgeon Brothers, they've been out for months since August, shortly after winning the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, and they are at the Performance Center preparing for the in-ring return. Hopefully they get back sooner than later. WWE really does need to put an emphasis on the tag team division. I know they've signed some independent talents to try to bolster the NXT brand with tag teams. And, you know, you saw what happened on Raw. We talked about it earlier. Talk about the revival and things of that nature. They really need to put an emphasis on creating tag team wrestling the way it used to be. Unfortunately, it sounds like Vince McMahon doesn't believe that tag teams can be a draw, which is weird when you realize how much of a draw D-Generation X was and other tag teams throughout wrestling history. The Road Warriors, the Rock and Roll Express. I know we're going back to the 80s when we talk about those tag teams, but DX is relatively recent and they were main event talent. So I really wish Vince McMahon would understand what fans really want to see. The Revival versus the Young Bucks could main event any show anywhere in the world, but Vince McMahon doesn't believe that. So we'll have to see how this plays out. Speaking of Batista, we said a little earlier, he still would like to have a match at WrestleMania, but he has the role in Dune, which is being a relaunch of the original movie franchise for Dune, and the scheduling for that could be an interference for his WrestleMania program. It sounds like they may not want him to get hurt, much like The Rock got hurt a couple years ago wrestling John Cena. That could interfere with plans. We're still hoping that Batista gets that match with Triple H and that Triple H can get cleared in time. But if not, I would not be surprised to see Batista show up at the Royal Rumble to set something up or set something in motion for WWE programming down the line. He is not somebody who likes to come back for a one-off. He wants to come back to actually work the house shows and do everything that a talent does. So it'll be interesting to see if he makes his return to WWE at the Royal Rumble. And if he doesn't, I think that makes it even harder to envision him showing up for WrestleMania 35. Remember, he and Triple H both going to be 50 this year. So, and I know he said 2019 was going to be the last year he was in the ring in a previous interview. And Triple H said the same thing. He didn't want to wrestle into his 50s. So if they're going to get this thing done, it's got to be soon. The question about Chris Jericho, All Elite Wrestling, did he already know long ahead of time that he was going to AEW? Apparently not. He had serious contract negotiations with Impact Wrestling. They gave him a very good offer that he did not go with. WWE also made him a huge offer, but nobody gave him a big enough offer like All Elite Wrestling did. So what I find amazing about this story is that he actually contemplated Impact Wrestling. Think about what that would have done for Impact to have a star of Chris Jericho's magnitude coming off of the huge year that he had. New Japan Pro Wrestling, WWE, showing up at All In and now going to All Elite Wrestling. This would have been huge for Impact Wrestling, and unfortunately, they missed an opportunity. I know he's got a great relationship with Don Callis and other people in the Impact Wrestling organization, but I guess they could not get the deal done, and now Chris Jericho headed to AEW. Ring of Honor, two injuries. You have an injury to Flip Gordon. It's an MCL tear. It's a shame because he's on such a roll lately, but he supposedly will be ready in time for the New Japan Ring of Honor show right during WrestleMania weekend. So that's a huge positive. Hopefully, it doesn't have any lingering effects with him. It's something where that's an injury you don't want to toy with because if it happens again, it could be even bigger, a bigger issue, and you don't want to see him out an extended period of time. Face it, Ring of Honor has lost a lot of talents recently, and they don't want to continue to lose talents, you know, to long-term injuries when they've lost so much. They need to build the brand around him. He needs to be a focal point going forward. Chris Sabin, the other talent that hurt himself, he's got a torn ACL. He'll be out 9 to 12 months. So again, injuries piling up to a company that already lost a lot of stars to All Elite Wrestling. Definitely something to monitor. Sean Waltman, X-Pac, 123 Kid, whatever you want to call him, was in the news this week because he's talking about not renewing his Legends deal. And in the statement that he released on his podcast, he talked about how there's other opportunities out there and that somewhere in 2019, we could very well see him in a major promotion. That makes me feel like he may be considering All Elite Wrestling, which I would not be opposed to. I think even at his age, he could still go in the ring and it would be an interesting opportunity to see a legend do something he hasn't done in quite a while on a big stage. And you know they're going to put everything they can into that first show. It would be a great time to see him appear and really bolster that roster, which right now there have not been a lot of other signing announcements. So at some point, we got to start seeing somebody go to the company that has not already been announced. In an update to the Braun Strowman injury situation, yes, he was pulled from the main event at the Rumble, not because of injury, but because it was always planned to be that way. Returning to Raw this week, clearly he's obviously cleared to be in the ring, or he wouldn't have been wrestling Finn Balor. Braun Strowman, I suspect, will be in the Royal Rumble. He will make a huge presence in the Rumble. I don't foresee him winning the Rumble. He will probably have a great showing and get eliminated by somebody to hopefully build to a great WrestleMania program. My desired outcome would for Braun Strowman to be eliminated by Drew McIntyre and have the two of them face off at WrestleMania. I know a lot of people are starting to think, even some of the odds makers think that Drew McIntyre may be the one to win. I don't want to see that yet. I want to see Seth Rollins dethrone Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, and that's where my gut is telling me they're going to go. But Braun Strowman is a legitimate possibility to win the Rumble, and I suspect he will be in the match. Women of Wrestling, the big show that debuted on Access Television, the women's wrestling organization, something unique about their company. It's fronted by Jeannie Buss, the woman who is a owner of the LA Lakers, and she offers health insurance to her talent. Now, we've heard this about AEW offering insurance. She's offering insurance. That is very different from what wrestling has always been. You know, insurance was not something they gave talent. They get hurt. They're out long periods of time. The wrestling promotions don't want to pay for that. Thankfully, WOW and AEW both looking at opportunities to be able to do that. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, a lot of people in the past have talked about unionization and things of that nature. This isn't quite that far. This is just taking care of your talent. And that's going to make it so they don't want to leave and you can build a brand around them. You don't have to worry about them being signed away right away every other day. Now, the thing is, there are issues with WWE right now because WWE has many talents that want to leave, but we're hearing that WWE is literally offering to match or in some situations, double contract offers coming into their talents who are suspected to be going to All Elite Wrestling. I want you to think about that. All Elite Wrestling offered Chris Jericho the richest contract he's ever signed, but that doesn't mean that they would have necessarily matched or doubled his, but they may have matched it. You got to be curious as to whether or not that was offer was put on the table to him. But other talents, Zack Ryder, somebody like that, Dolph Ziggler, people of that nature, would they come back for double the money? I think they may, especially when you consider how much money AEW is potentially offering people. Apparently, they're not offering enough to get Jerry Lawler. He just signed a new deal with WWE, and he will be staying with the promotion for this foreseeable future. So we'll have to see how that plays out. But it's nice to know that at least one talent is staying loyal to WWE, not because I think WWE is the be-all, end-all of wrestling, but because, let's face it, in this day and age, there's so much going on in the world of professional wrestling that these guys are coming up on the cusp of a new endeavor. All Elite Wrestling, I suspect, will get Jim Ross, and I thought that would be a huge thing to draw in Jerry Lawler when his contract expired. Apparently, that's not going to be the deal because he is back with WWE, and he's staying with the company he's been in since about 1992-ish. You know, when he attacked Bret Hart after the King of the Ring tournament and whatnot, he's been there a long time, with the exception of that short little period where he was gone when he was having issues over his now ex-wife. So it's interesting to me that Jerry Lawler probably had a great offer and opportunity on the table and turned it down to stay in WWE, despite the fact that he's not featured on television very often. That's all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us next episode where we'll run down the latest wrestling news and rumors. Special shout out this episode to the Norristown Area School District here in Pennsylvania. They have a YouTube Creators Club, and there's several students in that club. Wanted to give a shout out to them. Thanks to all of them for tuning into the show. Special thanks, as always, go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all the music and sound effects we use in our shows. Today's podcast was sponsored in part by Beazel Games. Bringing a new friend to family game night is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this new game from Beazel Games by going to frowrestling.com and clicking the icon in the middle of the screen. To AlleyRepair.com, contact Alley Repair today for servicing all your classic skee ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. If you're looking for your next career move, you're considering college, university life, or you just need some formal training for your next career decision, go to our sister website at frolifeplanning.com for all your higher education needs, as Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro. I want to thank you for taking a few moments with us today. If you're looking for more wrestling news and rumors, go to www.tsj101sports.com for their latest articles on the world of pro wrestling, or go to my blog at In Fro's Corner, which is located on frowrestling.com for my latest editorial pieces. There's a piece there right now on the Royal Rumble coming up this weekend. Check that out. Until next time, take care, everybody. Have a great night.